Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Dear Orlando and the Freak Show, I need help is how it starts off. It says, my husband and I just got married. Since that day, my husband has changed in many ways. This is crazy. It's like I don't even know him. We got married in November on a Saturday. Sunday, we were pretty much in bed all day hungover. But on Monday, everything changed. My clothes were too tight. He didn't like the dinner I made. He even had the nerve to tell me that I was on the phone with my mother too long. What the hell? Where did all of this come from, and why did it come after we said I do? I've never seen him like this before, and we've known each other for years. Not only those things, but now he's questioning me on every move that I make. God forbid I don't come home immediately after I get off of work. He even asked me if I stopped anywhere because my gas was lower than expected. And I think he's tracking my miles. Why doesn't he trust me all of a sudden? This is confusing. This man is not the man that I fell in love with, and it happened so fast, I just don't get it. I'm already considering being in a bad situation because it feels like I'm in a bad situation. It feels like I'm with a stranger. I don't want to talk divorce or annulment, but it just feels like something is off and I don't understand it. So I'm in hell and I just got married in November. We do have a child together, and it'll be so confusing if we end up after a big wedding celebration not being together. How do you explain that? And how do you not feel like a loser? What do I do? Because now I feel trapped in something that I didn't sign up for.
Okay. I've seen this happen before, and this didn't just happen overnight. There are red flags before you actually walk down the aisle with somebody that they're controlling or manipulative and all that stuff. And some people are just so quick to get married or so in love at the moment that they're like, oh, this will get better, or we'll deal with it later.
Well, she said she's known him for years, and it didn't sound, I mean, she didn't point out any red flags.
I don't believe it. I don't believe change overnight into a monster. I feel like there are signs ahead of time. Now things can get worse over time. I'm not saying it doesn't, but dude, this did not just happen overnight.
Well, how about this? My question is, when you get married, because people assume their belief of what marriage is. So if this dude feels like now you my wife, and it changes up because that wife status, they get a little crazy.
Which is terrible.
And which is not right. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
But how long does it take you to get into, like they say, game shape? Like when you come back from an injury and they're like, you got to wait to get to game speed. You got to wait to get to, how long does it take you to get to married speed where you under, like where you're not coming in with preconceived notions and notions and belief systems and stuff, and you get to the married part? Like do you give yourself a couple months to get the new routine down where now you
longer
ain't trying
than that.
To, okay, so yeah, so maybe this is normal, like when you get married and you have that kind of rough patch because it's new for you.
What's strange to me, though, is like when I talk to newlyweds, I usually ask them, how does it feel? Has anything changed? And most people feel like not that much changed.
Because they live together and they really know each other, which is great. But I'm telling you, and this is a thing. They always say that the first year of marriage is really difficult, even if you have been living together. Because, I mean, you're dealing with the high of the marriage, of actually walking down the aisle and that huge party that you guys did in the ceremony. Coming down from that and getting done with everything. Now real life has begun and settling in. And for a lot of people, it's hard.
Well, how about this? 888-429-0941. Any advice for a newlywed who don't like her husband?
Oh, man. This is a prime example of why I haven't gotten married yet. I've been with my fiance 14 years, and we've seen a lot of close friends get married and then get divorced. We don't see why that piece of paper, consider us married, makes us change anything in our life.
We got another one, and it says, best believe some men will flip the switch as soon as you say I do. I was married for 3 months. My man treated me like a queen. As soon as we got home, it was like I was his peasant. He thought since I was his wife, he could treat me however, and I wouldn't leave. And guess what I did?
You know when they say people pay attention to their parents?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get married, you start falling into, okay, now I can act like my parents did. So, you know, the love that you show each other is really teaching people to come behind you and do that. So if you had like a crappy relationship and the kids was watching, when they said I do, they probably went home and start checking mileage and all that craziness. Let's see. Larry's on the phone. Larry, you said start asking questions. What kind of questions?
So what we hear a lot is that the male goes crazy and things like that, you know, in a marriage. But I've survived a relationship where the woman went crazy. Like, she started, I would get up and go to the bathroom. She would ask me where I'm going.
What?
Like, I'm just going to the bathroom. But she has to start asking him questions as to why he is questioning her.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a reason why he's checking the miles or the gas mileage. Maybe there's a reason. Or maybe he's doing it and he doesn't know, so they need to communicate about it. Like, if you're going to be married, you got to be able to communicate about the bad stuff and the good stuff.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it's kind of depressing to hear that it's happening so fast.
Is there an acceptable reason to track somebody's miles?
Yeah, I guess.
No.
You know, you got something on your mind. Brian is on the phone. Brian, you said 2 years married?
Yeah, I've been married for 2 years, and that first year for me and my wife was not hard at all.
Mm.
So I honestly feel like she needs to put her foot down and say how she really feels, because that's weird to me.
Yeah, it does sound weird. Now, you said 2 years married, first year wasn't hard. Did it get hard for the second, or everything's still Gucci?
Everything's still good. You know, everybody has their ups and downs, you know, but everything's still good with us.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
I got you. I appreciate that, man. You know, somebody just said, everyone says just a piece of paper, so is money, and you still chase it.
Yeah, you have to work on your relationship. It sounds like they should definitely get counseling.
That's what this text out the 727 said. It says, enroll in couples counseling ASAP. In a relationship, we tend to need a neutral person who can see both points of view, because sometimes we're so stuck in our ways, and our ways aren't always right.
Nah, I tell you, I went through that, and that didn't work.
It doesn't work for everybody.
It doesn't work, because if people are on the other side, like, honestly, if the person is, like, dug in, and I don't know if you really dug in since November, but that person in the middle isn't always able to mend things if the people on the outside, the opposite sides, aren't in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? You have to be fully in and committed to work on your relationship.
Yeah. Let's see. My husband changed, but for the better. He took our relationship more serious. It became we at all times. Year 1, 3, and 5 were tough, but we're on year 6.
This guy sounds like he has psycho tendencies.
But no. You know what? There's two sides to every story.
Somebody's tracking your mileage.
Man, I'm just talking to the person who texts us.
Well, I'm talking about on the email.
Oh, what?
When she said this guy sounds psycho.
Yeah,
he does sound psycho. However, there's two sides to every story, and we're just hearing one point of view.
Well, answer your question, though. Is there any logical reason?
No, there's not.
There's nothing in your mind that tells you that
tracking miles? No.
Right.
I think that's kind of inexcusable.
Yeah, for sure. You can't take that back.
So if he went there and he wasn't doing it before, and now he's doing it now, the only thing that really the variable to change is that now she got a ring on her finger.
I've seen people that are cheating in relationships start to act like this and more controlling because they're projecting, basically.
Yeah, like they know that they doing dirt.
Correct.
So they figure that she doing dirt.
Oh, yeah, you know, that happens big time.
That's a big thing.
So just be aware of what's happening right now.
The 305 text that said year 1, 3, 5 were tough, but we on year 6. So that tells you that, okay, things do get bad, but you can make it through it. But wow, the odd years, like that's
no relationship
that's a lot,
is
that's
perfect.
A lot, that's a lot of problems to be like. I mean, if I got a lot of problems on year 1, I would probably be thinking like her, like, man, maybe we made a mistake by going so far.
Well, we don't know what those problems could have been. A lot of people's problems in year 1 are they overextended themselves in the wedding. So,
right.
Like, now we're broke all year. We're trying to pay back all this
stuff.
And then
it could be COVID, people losing jobs.
It could be we had a kid and I don't really like him that much.
That baby be in the way.
See, now he's projecting. Dobby's projecting.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.